Hello, and welcome to the Horoscope Vault, a podcast that explores the week ahead through the lens of astrology with a view to supporting you in making the most confident decisions through life's unexpected twists, turns, and chapters. I'm Charlie, a fifth year associate member of the American Federation of Astrologers and astrology reader for Radio's The Bob and Sherry Show. This episode today is for the week beginning February the 11th, and it's all about the heavy, heavy Aquarius shifts that speed things up quite a bit. Mars and Venus both move into Aquarius this week, which will add to the existing Sun, Mercury, and Pluto presence there, resulting in a whopping 5 planet emphasis on all things unconventional and unique. And these shifts may turn up the heat in a pressure cooker type moment, and this episode explores what that might feel or look like for your sign. I'll forecast using the sun in your sign as the first house point of the chart, which is called the solar charting method. But if you know your birth time, then predictions can get much more pointed and personal. I've included a link below for an introductory and low-level commitment reading, which works great if you're just beginning to dip your toes into the cosmic waters, or is an awesome ongoing reading that you can schedule at intermittent points to kind of just keep up with the developments in your experience real time. In a world buzzing with the demands of everyday life, the aim for this show is to be a sacred space or a weekly retreat or just somewhere to find an analysis of the stars tailored for each sign. You might be a health and wellness enthusiast who loves exploring holistic practices and alternative therapies, or a conscious entrepreneur looking to incorporate spiritual principles into your business practices with a desire of creating positive impact. Maybe you are a writing, painting, drawing, or music creative, or you're into energy healing, or you are a spiritual bookworm who enjoys reading and learning about spirituality, personal development, and metaphysics. Chances are that no matter which correlating hobbies and interests you have, you found yourself here because you are open to alternative perspectives and are looking to explore the unconventional. You're interested in personal growth with a desire to invest some of your time in yourself, supporting your mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. You are likely very mindful, seeking deeper meaning and purpose in life, wanting to create the experience of fulfillment. And given that this show doesn't dress every transit as all butterflies and pink fluffy clouds of hope, you probably also value practical, functional, and the kind of give it to me straight approach. Diving into this week, looking at the cosmic waves, the first pivotal point happens February the 13th when Mars enters Aquarius, joining the Sun, Mercury, and Pluto, which are all firmly in that sign too. The list of detailed events for this 2-month Mars in Aquarius interval, the list specifies the exact potentials based on your sign, are linked in the show notes below with the full description of possibilities and timeframe for your exact sign. In general, Mars is the planet associated with action, energy, and assertiveness. And Aquarius is the air sign linked to innovation, independence, and progress. Mars in Aquarius can increase social activism, where we see mass collective efforts to bring about necessary change and the betterment of things and society. You want to explore the more global impacts of this ingress, there's an episode in the podcast playlist for you to check out that goes more into the worldly developments. But on a personal level, it's great for problem solving in any direction, where unconventional actions work best during this time. So the more unique your approach to something, the better. This phase could also stimulate breakthrough in areas of technology and science. And that's not just at the collective level. You could make a breakthrough about your own body and its functions over the next 2 months that serve to be very progressive and helpful in managing your wellness. And as a byproduct of that, your future. It's a great 2-month window to initiate change and to do things differently to how you've been doing them in order to experience the most elevated result. On the same day as this sign change for Mars, Venus in Capricorn sextiles Neptune in Pisces. And if you're interested in learning the meanings of these aspects and planet sign combinations, follow the show, follow the Patreon profile, and also the YouTube channel to start learning today. In short, with Venus in Capricorn, sextile Neptune in Pisces going exact this week, there's a sense of events being orchestrated in some kind of divine manner. It's an inspirational time, especially for creatives, especially for expressing yourself in the more artistic way. And it's also great for matters of beautifying things, sprucing up the aesthetics of your world and anything within it. You may want to add a more luxurious touch to things. Between the 13th and 14th, Mars makes a conjunction to Pluto in Aquarius. And the most important, interesting part of this is that it is a second hit of a three-point development. Pluto moves very, 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 very slowly, 248 years to do one full orbit of the Sun, and it went into Aquarius at the end of January. Since that time, Mercury has sidled up next to Pluto, which happened back on February the 5th, with the theme of that being sudden recognition of needing to revise a few behavioral patterns in order to succeed and to even survive if you're planning on moving forward successfully. It was almost a point of epiphany that something needs to shift in a drastic way. And now as Mars shuffles up next to Pluto, this theme is about materializing those realizations from back then. And then the third hit is later this week when Venus enters Aquarius and then makes its conjunction to Pluto. It was a point of epiphany that something needs to shift in a drastic way. And now as Mars shuffles up next to Pluto, the second hit, the theme is about materializing those realizations that you couldn't quite shake off of your mind last week. Think back, what was the most pressing thing that you couldn't get rid of, that you were almost obsessed with? An idea, a concept, or something that needs or needed to be done. And Venus moving into Aquarius happening on Friday is all about unconventional relationships, non-traditional accounting or even money-making strategies, and tech involvement in anything financial, love, or food related. So explore online dating or connecting with people in a pleasant way through social media platforms. Find like-minded groups where you feel part of something that really pleases your senses. It could be as simple as even doing your taxes, but not the doing part, maybe the financial end result part where you discover what you owe or find out what you'll get back. Venus through Aquarius could also be implementing ways to save money. It could be listening to your favorite music artists on repeat. It could be a second chance with a goal that you really feel is going to work this time round. And for the detailed event possibilities for your sign, check out the Venus in Aquarius link below, where I list in order the habits and happenings that could show up during that season. We also have Mercury squaring Uranus in Taurus, and a square aspect in astrology is when two planets are 90 degrees away from each other. It's about the driving pressure to do something, about whatever this symbolized situation entails for you or your sign. A square is a nagging internal voice, and it pushes you, either pushing you away from something or pushing you to do things better, depending on how you respond. And the symbolism of this particular combination is a stimulation of mental activity, all about doubling down on taking care of something that requires a bit more brain power, that is a little bit daunting even, but then experiencing some kind of relief on the other side of actually getting it done. The week finishes with that third hit of the previously mentioned three-point phase, where the idea developed around February the 5th, the action progressed February the 13th to the 14th, and then the third contact could be an indication of success or positive outcome, however large or small, that shows up on the 17th. If you did what you needed to do, if you stayed on your individual path, when Venus makes its conjunction to Pluto, it could be the results. Saturday offers some kind of reward for that, and a powerful reward too. Not just something small, but something that seems and feels like fate. This is a very fated dynamic. This whole week is a jolt into the next phase, and things speed up noticeably. Each horoscope is timestamped below for your convenience. This week for Aries could be an energetic social situation, or just more drive for going out and about. It's the desire to get out there more, to take part in things with others, to collaborate. And it could be anything from a revolution with like-minded people to a simply fun social invite or development. For the full potential list of events happening for you over the next 2 months, make sure to check out the Mars in Aquarius post that details the specific time frame and the possible development of this transit for you. It's linked below under Mars in Aquarius. In general, all this fun comes at a financial cost. Something this week is going to be a higher financial cost. And it's not that income is a problem. It's just that outgoings may be higher. Whatever you planned, booked, or had an idea about back around February the 5th becomes an action this week. This could be to do with wellness, a surgery, an application, putting in a formal request for something, or confronting hearsay. There is indication of a bit of a struggle, but the initial challenge lightens up a lot as the week progresses. This is a note-taking kind of week overall, because so much is going on that there are things apt to slip your mind. Any recently discovered gossip and rumor is best faced head-on. You could feel as though it's the only way. So interaction with local acquaintances, colleagues, and just people that you need to set the record straight with could become interesting. A review of values, so reflecting on and identifying the fundamental things that are most important to you, could be a great development task this week. It's important to evaluate how well your current actions, behaviors, and lifestyle align with your main identified core needs, looking honestly at whether your day-to-day choices reflect your ideals and making adjustments to your routines or cultivating more of the habits that reinforce your principles. Make sure to check out the horoscope reading for your earth sign. When the sun was in Aries, the earth was in Libra. And listening to that horoscope gives insight into the more material and physical potentials of your week. And then there's also the soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you arrived. This is the sign of Capricorn and is said to be when your life path developed. And listening to your soul sign scope can let you know what's going on behind the scenes in your experience. And the most on-point horoscope to listen to is your rising sign. It gives a real-time outlook into your experience. And if you don't know what your rising sign is, use the calculator included below to help. This week for Taurus, the energy surge shows up in your career space. If that's just work being busier, then being physically and mentally prepared for that could be quite important. If it's more like you putting specific action into achieving a certain goal, then there's kind of a cosmic power that's on your side. This is a great week, and actually 2 months, to shape your career path much more to your liking. And for the full potential list of events, make sure to check out the Mars in Aquarius post that details the time frame and possibilities of this transit for you in chronological order. It's linked below under Mars in Aquarius. The more you do your own thing, the more others try to poke their nose in. And it's not always disruptive. This week it might be in the form of more people wanting a piece of you, magnetized to you, showing attraction for you. A little surge in popularity, which, while nice, may not be exactly what you want. Some people may even develop a kind of obsession over you, or you yourself may be very attracted to some powerfully intense people. You might be amid making plans that you'd rather people know less about, keeping a few personal secrets because others' involvement in things often messes it all up. Part of this influx of attraction could be that you yourself are becoming more connected with individuals who exhibit stability and career success. Influential connections can help you boost your efforts and determination. You may form a mentor-like relationship, a teacher-student relationship, or you could encounter an individual in fields that you are interested in. There is also an increase in creativity towards your professional world. So it could be a favorable time for you if involved in the arts or the beauty kind of industries. Just a word of caution, be careful about too much mental activity causing a buildup of anxiety or exhaustion. Be sure that you get enough rest to balance out your exertion. Go check out the horoscope reading for your earth sign. When the sun was in Taurus, the earth was in Scorpio. And listening to that horoscope gives insight into the more material and physical potentials of your week. And then there is also the Sol sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you arrived. This is the sign of Aquarius and is said to be when your life path developed. And listening to your Sol sign scope can let you know what's going on behind the scenes of your experience. And the most on-point horoscope to listen to is your rising sign. It gives a real-time outlook into your experience, and if you don't know what your rising sign is, use the calculator included below to help. This week for Gemini, you may feel more effort towards education or travel, or even philosophical pursuits, like changing your mind on something that's been pretty firm up until now. This is all part of taking an active stance towards expanding your life outside of its current confines. And in order to live differently from what is going on now, something has to change, whether that's knowledge, location, or what you believe. Growth comes from altering the current status quo. Switching up the really deep parts of your life over the next 2 months can have some of the biggest impacts on your long-term future. Favorably so, if you take control of how it happens by electing to earn more, choosing to go somewhere else, or incorporating progressive ideas on how you can possibly live your life. For the full potential list of events, make sure to check out Mars in Aquarius post that details the time frame and order of this transit for you. It includes all the possibilities and is linked below under Mars in Aquarius. You might give more of yourself in a work scenario, or maybe you require more from your work life and you put in some kind of request there. This could see a favorable outcome. Situation from back around February the 5th where someone seemed genuine or they said they would do something may now be revealed for its validity. This is seeing whether someone's actions match their words, which is an important thing for you because you seek to connect and collaborate only with people who honestly embody the same freedom you feel in your soul. This may be that someone showed up as they said they would, or you might meet someone who is captivating and gives you some assistance on ways to expand your mind and current experience. Either way, it could open up a lot of possibilities that may work at a cross-purpose with your current path, taking you off of that. And the general pace of life can become quite hectic. Any new plan that is about to change the entire course of your life is best kept private at the moment. Others would either not approve or they try to create imbalance. So keep it to yourself and leave the naysayers out of it. Make sure to check out the horoscope reading for your Earth sign. When the Sun was in Gemini, the Earth was in Sagittarius. And listening to that horoscope gives insight into the more material and physical potentials of your week. And then there is the Sol sign, which is the sign the Sun was in 3 months before you arrived. This was Pisces for you, and is said to be when your life path developed. And listening to your Sol sign scope can let you know what's going on behind the scenes of your experience. And the most on-point horoscope to listen to is your rising sign. It gives a real-time outlook into your experience. And if you don't know what your rising sign is, use the calculator included below to help. This week for Cancer, and focus on your resources and a few shocks in that space, could make you super proactive in reorganization. Getting on top of things financially is one expression, and it also includes the process of transformation. If necessary change has been a slow process, you'll kick that in the butt and speed things up. If others are causing some kind of lag, you may be more powerful in expressing your need for change. And it's not so much verbally expressing, it's by doing the damn thing, doing what needs to be done, leading by example, and being quite active in cleaning up something before it becomes too much of a mess. This could be issues related to finances, joint finances, taxes, or anything owed and borrowed. It could also be to do with making a drastically huge change where things haven't been moving very quickly and you now shift into first gear over the next 2 months. For the full potential list of events, make sure to check out the Mars in Aquarius post below that details the time frame and order of this transit potential for you. It's linked under Mars in Aquarius. Friends can be quite an amazing part of life this week, and it's not that there are many. Quality over quantity matters here, and it's just that the friends you trust and connect with offer you the words and support you need right when you need it, sometimes intuitively without even asking. Utilize this benefit and bounce ideas off of someone you trust and respect. There are these lovely individuals who are completely on your side, and you may even get a lot of invitations to join in more social occasions too. Some of the social and friendly connections could be quite intense, and anyone superficial is swiftly dismissed. It's only those who are able to handle and enjoy intensity that feel most aligned to you right now. With that in mind, this phase also suggests it being a time of heightened intimacy, if that's something you seek to curate. Check out the timeline of possibilities for Venus in Aquarius for your sign using the link in the show notes. Career and professional success could be a highlight of the week. Ideas, applications, or just general thoughts from back around February the 5th may be working in action now. And if you're putting those concepts into practice, by the weekend, you could truly see some affirmative results. And it could be anywhere from a prestigious achievement to beginning on a path of something that's set to grow big. Anywhere on your work spectrum, by putting in efforts, sending in a resume, prepping projects ahead of time, and front-loading your work, it can be quite advantageous and quite a powerful professional boost. You might connect with someone working in areas of forensics, psychology, or marketing and digital research. Anything that's all about digging beneath the surface and exploring subjects at the extreme depth feels best. Be cautious about mental or nervous anxiety buildup, worrying over something that you don't know is for sure. You might fear something that is simply a could-be situation, or you could receive an email or letter and read a little bit more into it, generating some stress that turns out to be unwarranted because the situation is an easy fix. If you feel smothered during this week, then speak up and say so. People won't leave you alone unless you ask for it specifically. So gently declare the need for space to handle your business if family or similar interactions get a little bit too overwhelming. Sometimes you just need a few hours to take care of business. Make sure to check out the horoscope reading for your earth sign. When the sun was in Cancer, the earth was in Capricorn. And listening to that horoscope gives insight into the more material and physical potentials of your week. And then there is also the soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you arrived. This is Aries for you, and is said to be when your life path developed. And listening to your soul sign scope can let you know what's going on behind the scenes of your experience. And the most on-point horoscope to listen to is your rising sign. It gives a real-time outlook into your experience. And if you don't know what your rising sign is, use the calculator included below to help. This week for Leo, the heightened and increased energy space of your life is likely to be in the one-on-one, personal, close, or even business relationships. There's two relationship sectors of an astrology chart. One is lighthearted and recreational, and one is long-term and serious. So this is about the serious stuff. It's about someone you see or connect with on a daily, or at least close to daily basis. Very, very regularly, at the very least. In this space, there could be increased passion or increased stress and tension. So conflicts could show up if this high octane focus isn't managed constructively. Forming commitments can be easier this week in general, whether to habits or to people. Just keep a mindful eye on the behavior of others, the whole actions speak louder than words thing. If you're being wooed by some smooth talking, think about the physical representation and whether it adds up. And don't get sidetracked by looks either. If things are kosher, so to speak, it's a great time to begin a committed partnership. This marks roughly 2 months of potential stresses, followed by solutions in all things one-on-one. You may be inundated with advice and have a hard time choosing what path to take. Friends may be unreliable. And in order to resolve a personal dilemma, you will have to become more self-reliant. For the full potential list of events, make sure to check out the Mars in Aquarius post that details the timeframe and order of this transit for you. It's linked below under Mars in Aquarius. Looking back to around February the 5th, was there something that was on your mind relationship-wise? Because this week there may be a revelation to do with that, which either shows you it was entirely false or is the positive fruition of someone else's words. It could also be a good time to congratulate yourself for a habit change or to initiate one. If you start a new health habit now, like managing your sweet tooth, cutting back on things that you know are not good for you, including letting other people's opinions impact you, it goes beyond the physical. You can see really positive results from this commitment to the next stage of being your best self by early April. It might simply be getting yourself spring summer ready. But whatever your goal is, starting it now and sticking to it is super effective. This may involve cutting back on external life habits too. If you're a travel bug, you might travel a little less, which is positive because it's almost as though whenever you do something outside of the bubble, your bubble, that's best for your advancement, then it could go wrong. So if you plan something and from the very start things are just going awry, like the details are more of a pain to organize than a pleasure, take heed of maybe this being a redirection for that moment and look at an alternative to what you are currently trying to do. Any dilemmas you face are going to be best faced alone, either because others don't have the full picture, because you've chosen to hold some things back, or because life is getting you to figure things out much more independently than before. Unless, of course, there is a safety element to this. Like if you are being stalked, harassed, or otherwise lied to, then you might want to seek support from authoritative people and groups. Make sure to check out the horoscope reading for your earth sign. When the sun was in Leo, the earth was in Aquarius. And listening to that horoscope gives insight into the more material and physical potentials of your week. And then there is also the soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you arrived. This is Taurus for you. And is said to be when your life path developed. And listening to your soul sign scope can let you know what's going on behind the scenes of your experience. And the most on-point horoscope to listen to is your rising sign. It gives a real-time outlook into your experience. And if you don't know what your rising sign is, use the calculator included below to help. This week for Virgo, more power to you in work and health matters, because more power is needed. Either work ramping up, requiring more energy, or wellness matters such as having restlessness and agitation that needs to go somewhere. In fact, these two things could be interrelated. Blowing off some steam through exercise and sports after a hard day's work is almost medicinal. And it's not the frustrating type of ingress. Mars through Aquarius is a surge of energy for you to tackle things head on. This is 2 months of powering up your efficiency, your efforts, through necessity and desire, which could be fun if you let yourself get into it, knowing that it will pass in time after a period of success. So for the full potential list of events, make sure to check out the Mars in Aquarius post that details all the possibilities and the time frame in order of transit. It's linked below under Mars in Aquarius. Fun is much more possible now than it was around 2 weeks ago. Make sure to spend time on hobbies, recreational things that have zero practical value to balance out this high octane work energy you might feel. There are times when escapism is not the best idea, and there are times when it is rightly called for. And this week it's the latter. Staying away from crisis situations and shady experiences or habits is obviously always important, but when confronted with more of them, maybe this week the escapism through less healthy means is appealing. You'll need a strong resolve to choose healthy hedonism over behaviors and habits that could jeopardize your health, wellness, and security. So avoid the ventures and things that you know you're supposed to avoid. The behaviors you have as part of your daily routines that essentially make up your life must align logically. It must make sense to do what you do. A party to celebrate and gather with loved ones is a fine indulgence. Skipping the gym because you need more sleep, that makes sense too. Staying home and playing games or binge watching your favorites on Netflix in order to wind down after the week are perfect. But if any of these habits lead to a kind of indulgence that hurts the daily operation of your life elsewhere, then not good. Equally, if you burn the candle at both ends, also not good. Some miscommunication or unexpected tech issues at work could be disruptive. And it may be the type of problem that's difficult to work with, where you can't really do much to adapt to the situation. If it feels like something is under attack or just spiraling out of control, or if you have the travel blues, or if you just find confusing information throws your mind off track, get back into one of those healthy escapist habits until things level out. No amount of stressing will speed up the situation, so do something to lift your spirits when needed. Make sure to check out the horoscope reading for your earth sign. When the sun was in Virgo, the earth was in Pisces. And listening to that horoscope gives insight into the more material and physical potentials of your week. And then there's also the soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you arrived. This is Gemini for you, and is said to be when your life path developed. And listening to your soul sign scope can let you know what's going on behind the scenes of your experience. And the most on-point horoscope you can listen to is the one for your rising sign. It gives a real-time outlook into your experience. And if you don't know what your rising sign is, use the calculator below to help. This week for Libra could see some increased passion and creativity and a surge of energy towards pursuing hobbies or just romanticizing life. It's the goal of discovering and moving towards your dream existence and creating a future that's full of satisfying, enjoyable things. It's just not enough to be part of the rat race or the slog of life anymore. Anything boring could feel soul destroying, as could waiting around for others to be proactive. Your focus is in making life feel sparkly and special, as it should be, and you'll become hyper aware of people who think like you, and also those who don't. Make sure to check out the Mars in Aquarius post that details the time frame and order of this transit for you. It's linked below. Anyone you share an ounce of life with is under an almost internal review for you. Any partners, business or personal, may be behaving a little delusional, or you're just watching as others are way off the mark with their thinking. Those that you share your life with may not be very realistic about things, including finances. So it's a good time to have a third party or a professional take care of those things. Or it may be that your nearest associates and partners are being underhanded and manipulative. And if that's the case, a serious reconsideration is possible. When Venus enters Aquarius, you'll want to check out the specifics of that below. But in general, it's a great time to be proactive in developing more pleasurable experiences. If you're currently unattached, this could be with a brand new love interest, or an increase in dating, maybe, or working on an existing romance if you are currently taken. It's certain that anything mundane in romance needs to switch into a more heightened, stimulating, sense-tingling arrangement. This could also be spending more cash on having fun and seeing it as an investment rather than an expense. You'll maybe crave a more playful life, which could arrive with a touch of drama too. And if it does go the drama way, that could mean things had not turned out as planned. What was meant to instill excitement while making things interesting could result in something being said or someone going too far, and now issues need to be carefully handled. An invasion of privacy, the pushing of personal boundaries, or using intimate information in the wrong way. Make sure to bring the balance back and focus to things being fair, and you can avoid all of the not so nice potential developments and keep things sweet, which was your goal all along. Make sure to check out the horoscope reading for your earth sign. When the sun was in Libra, the earth was in Aries, and listening to that horoscope gives insight into the more material and physical potentials of your week. And then there's also the soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you arrived. This is Cancer for you, and is said to be when your life path developed. And listening to your soul sign scope can let you know what's going on behind the scenes of your experience. And the most on-the-point horoscope to listen to is your rising sign. It gives a real-time outlook into your experience, and if you don't know what your rising sign is, use the calculator below to help. This week for Scorpio, there could be courage or conflict within the home and family world. Putting your foot down about something, speaking up where you've been quiet, or addressing an unfair off-balance situation are all possible. This could also be taking action related to home improvements or other domestic projects. Things like figuring out home payments, structural stuff, or similar. In fact, the whole next couple decades is likely to see huge shifts and changes in the realm of home and family for you, with some manipulation and power play being at the lower end, and complete revamping, revitalization, and transformation as the more desirable outcome. But always, things must break down first in order to be made better. And it does indicate potential loss, fights, deconstruction or reconstruction in your personal and domestic world, or that could be to do with real estate if relevant. Sudden change and upheaval is unavoidable and leads to a reawakened experience of all things house, home and family. An impulse to enhance your living space may prompt efforts to create a cozy, strong and comfortable home. This may involve acquiring new items for your living space. For the full list of potential events, make sure to check out the Mars in Aquarius post that details the time frame and order of this transit for you. It's linked under Mars in Aquarius. Your romantic relationship could be your biggest area of support. Like a rock, it's going to be your BFF or your partner that keeps you grounded. If single, it could indicate the start of a very karmic and fated new relationship, one that is perfectly symbiotic in its nature. And with your work-life conditions being possibly quite stressful, or in some other way pretty harsh, you may need to pay more attention to your health habits now. building a positive wellness routine can support you through all these intense changes and transformations. Without strong health, the weight of life could be heavier, both metaphorically and literally, impacting your joints and knees. A materialization of conflict at work or with a work project may show up firmly after it has been hinted at recently over the last few weeks. And your downtime is spent trying to recover from the mental load of the outside world. Watch classic movies, seek comfort in ways that feel good. Maybe watch a tearjerker or an extreme comedy to get the emotional waves flowing. There is a moment of pressure that could arise through tax matters. If not taxes, it may be the realization of a hefty cost that's a bit more than expected. And it could generate an argument or just instill some intensity into personal relationships. Or maybe highlight a point of disagreement that seems like there is no compromise for at all. There could be a third option or perspective that no one's really considering. One that works out better than the two existing outlooks. And a third outlook could work to diffuse a situation and bring it back to calm. So search for that alternative viewpoint this week. Make sure to check out the horoscope reading for your earth sign. When the sun was in Scorpio, the earth was in Taurus. And listening to that horoscope gives insight into the more material and physical potentials of your week. And then there's also the soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you arrived. This is Leo for you and is said to be when your life path developed. And listening to your soul sign scope can let you know what's going on behind the scenes of your experience. And the most on-point horoscope to listen to is your rising sign. It gives a real-time outlook into your experience. And if you don't know what that is, use the rising sign calculator below to help. This week for Sagittarius, a boost in communication and intellectual pursuits is both necessary and a little bit nicer than you would have imagined. Your whole mental operation and faculties of the mind are undergoing a stark change. They have to. And you could find yourself more assertive in expressing your ideas, or you may find yourself speaking up more confidently in debates. This could also present you with a decision to be made that you were aware of developing, and now has come the time to take action, make the decision, or miss out. For the full potential of events, make sure to check out the Mars in Aquarius post that details this time frame and order of this transit for you. It's linked below under Mars in Aquarius. Your work life could be more stable than it has been before. It could actually be more pleasant than it has been before. This might materialize as some recognition and thanks being sent your way, or winning something, an increase in income, especially if you work in a tip or commission-based environment. And pretty much all of those are quite enjoyable and will remain enjoyable so long as you don't get carried away on any kind of power trip or find yourself involved in someone else's power trip. And all of this includes bullying. If you see any of that going on, be sure to take the correct measures. Venus in Aquarius this week is great for financial and credit agreements. You can work to improve your credit during this time. And if this is not materializing in a financial way, it could stimulate your more intimate desires and urges, where you find yourself drawn to individuals who energize your mind and connect with you on a more intellectual level. Areas to do with contracts and agreements could be stressful, whether that's the rearranging of these, or maybe just some kind of general paperwork or tech pressure. Some mental overload is indicated. So keep that in mind and don't let something that seems inevitable to happen weigh you down. The best bet in a challenging situation is to reach out and ask for assistance. There might be some powerful and knowledgeable people in your workspace very willing to help, but there also may be a strange situation with a coworker and the need to deal with an uncomfortable professional boundary where somebody has pushed the limits too far, but this is likely something that you already saw coming. Make sure to check out the horoscope reading for your earth sign. When the sun was in Sagittarius, the earth was in Gemini, and listening to that horoscope gives insight into the more material and physical potentials of your week. And then there's also the soul sign, which is a sign the sun was in 3 months before you arrived. This is Virgo for you, and is said to be when your life path developed. And listening to your soul sign scope can let you know what's going on behind the scenes of your experience. And the most on-point horoscope to listen to is going to be the one for your rising sign, because it gives a real-time outlook into your whole situation. And if you don't know what your rising sign is, use the calculator included below to help. This week for Capricorn, there's even more energy and attention going into matters of finances, food, and general resources and long-term security. Like long-term. Your mind has likely been on the efficiency of the future, especially within such a changing world landscape. And now you may be actively pursuing some powerful changes that were simply thoughts last week. Be careful, because too much overthinking without the doing is going to keep you exactly where you are. And it's not that where you are isn't great. It may or may not be suitable, but there is more of a progressive experience for you ahead. You probably know and feel that deep down. If you go the financial way, you could look at budgeting more, or just any kind of organizational activity that enhances your material security. You might look at software and technology as a way to help you with this. And by the end of the week, when Venus moves into Aquarius 2, this could actually all prove very, very beneficial. Almost like something you put into place begins really working well, some fruits of your efforts, so to speak. This won't be without expenditure, but any spending may be with the goal of enhancing your life, your future, or even your well-being. Stability holds a lot of appeal for you, much more than unpredictability. And the way the world has been all over the place is what drives you to find a way to stabilize at least your world within your bubble. Your financial prowess may shine, whether showcasing your adept skills with money management or your liking for indulging in aesthetically pleasing and luxury purchases, which can technically be considered as investments. For the full list of potential events, make sure to check out the Mars in Aquarius post that details the time frame and order of this transit for you. That link is below. This week could be the most Valentine's week for you of all signs. It might be more romantic for you than others, whether that's some lovely gifts and pleasant treats from admirers or just you celebrating love in your own way. If you are not currently attached, you could meet a new love who straight out of the door seems to be the perfect match for you. Your magnetic attraction is drawn more towards individuals who add to your life's stability and boost your self-esteem. You need and want someone who shares your core values. Domestically, there might be a lot going on. Something breaks, something needs repair. This may be fixing something you've been meaning to fix since last week that you finally get round to. You might even have some kind of insect or bug problem. Your working life may be a little chaotic, with lots on your plate or the feeling of falling behind. And this could turn into a moment of anxiety, and a few errors slip through the crack if you are too highly strung about things. The need to introduce something this week for the benefit of your mental health is important, something that's more recreational than it is practical. There might be something with a health benefit that you've been thinking about doing for a while, and it actually needs to be done now. Alternatively, you could see some positive results from a work effort that kind of tells you you've got it all under control. So accept any compliments, any recognition and rewards this week, because you do truly deserve it. Make sure to check out the horoscope reading for your earth sign. When the sun was in Capricorn, the earth was in Cancer, and listening to that horoscope gives insight into the more material and physical potentials of your week. And then there's also the soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you arrived. This is Libra for you, and is said to be when your life path developed. And listening to your soul sign scope can let you know what's going on behind the scenes of your experience. And the most on-point horoscope for you to listen to is going to be that of your rising sign. It gives a real-time outlook into your whole situation. And if you don't know what your rising sign is, use the calculator included below to help. This week for Aquarius, it seems like every planet is going into your sign. There will be like 5 planets in your zodiac section by the end of the week. And while this is a personal power-up, it can also go the way of making itself very intensely confusing. Not knowing which way to turn or which feeling and direction to heed, this heightened energy and assertiveness needs an outlet. So seriously consider some active pursuits that work as therapeutic release whenever you feel all kind of het up and bothered. If your mind is too overwhelmed when handling something, stop handling it. Just anywhere from 5 minutes to an hour, take a break. The world isn't going to stop. As much as this can be confusing for some Aquarians, it may be a confidence boost for others. There's a lot going on with your personal identity, and as you develop and as you become more comfortable with new facets of who you are, it can really feel like an empowering time. For the full list of events, make sure to check out the Mars in Aquarius post that details the time frame and order of this transit for you. It's linked below. In the process of all this energy in your space, you seek the ideal environment, location, or place to call home. You may need family or living dynamics better suited to your evolving self. Where you are or how things are may not be the ideal situation for you, and you can focus on happily figuring it out, or you can maybe get lost in the whole process of self-discovery. You could find that your current situation even adjusts to feel a little bit more ideal for a while, with an inkling deep down that boredom will set in or itchy feet will crop up again in the near future. It seems like the biggest focus is the healthiness of your local environment for you. You'll want to be away from high crime areas or places that you can't really enjoy the surroundings because of shady situations or neighborhoods or untrustworthy governments even. Or this week, you may find a development within your community that was discussed over the last few weeks and now feels like it's pressing you to really reconsider your options. Another matter on your mind could be love. This is a great week for searching out new love, new relationships, or strengthening your existing ones. You're ready to feel more pleasure in your life and want to find it within a partnership that feels just right. If you are already spoken for, this energy might turn inwards to your appearance. You might give your image a spruce up. You might freshen up your hair, get some aesthetic treatments done. And even if you don't do anything to your physical self, you could feel more connected to your looks and maybe even more confident within them. All the changes you're going through currently, others may read differently into your behaviors and actions than intended. And you're just doing you. And in that process, some people are going to almost dislike that. But those are the type that are meant to be falling away right now. Your personal life is not necessarily linear, but that naturally happens on the path to finding your ideal existence. Make sure to check out the horoscope reading for your earth sign. When the sun was in Aquarius, the earth was in Leo. And listening to that Leo horoscope gives you insight into the more material and physical potentials of your week. And then there's also the soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you arrived. That is Scorpio for you, and is said to be when your life path developed. Listening to your soul sign scope can let you know what's going on behind the scenes. And the most on-point horoscope for you to listen to is the one of your rising sign. It gives a real-time outlook into your experience, and if you don't know what your rising sign is, use the calculator included below to help. This week for Pisces, subconscious and spiritual energy is heightened. Your sensitivity is off the charts. It's not even funny. And if you decide to utilize it through spiritual pursuits and meditation, then great. If you don't utilize it, it could be thrust upon you through really prophetic and vivid dreams, like those where you receive really distinct messages and almost like these downloads. If it's not channeled into your private world, you could start something behind the scenes, something in private, that serves as an outlet for all of these unseen frequencies moving through you. For the full potential list of events, make sure to check out the Mars in Aquarius post that details the time frame and order of this transit for you. It's linked below. This is a great time to express yourself in words. So get writing, get journaling, put words and feelings into poem form. You have a gift with vocabulary this week. Or this could even be reading a book and absorbing information like a sponge. Use that to your advantage. Listen to and take in the most useful information via books and podcasts, because it could have a really enlightening impact this week. Relationships with relatives and neighbors may harmonize. It's not exactly perfect, but it's better. And it's mainly because you have your own things to focus on, rather than notice all the things going wrong or right with others. This peripheral sixth sense of yours picks up everything, but this week it's meant to be turned inwards for your own benefits and matters. Despite it being love week with Valentine's and all, it's not about big romantic displays of affection for you. Not that you don't enjoy love. It's just best kept discreet and personal. If you are currently unattached, this could also mean developing a relationship in secrecy. In fact, there's an energy about being detached from others in general, which maybe started around February the 5th, heightened mid this week, and by the end of the week, you could feel one of two ways, either happy that you disconnected or curious about the things going on that you now don't know about. Either way, privacy is your main theme this week, both giving and receiving. Make sure to check out the horoscope reading for your earth sign. When the sun was in Pisces, the earth was in Virgo. And listening to that horoscope gives insight into the more material and physical potentials of your week. And then there is also the soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you arrived. This is Sagittarius for you, and is said to be when your life path developed. And listening to your soul sign scope can let you know what's going on behind the scene. And the most on-point horoscope to listen to is going to be the one for your rising sign. It gives a real-time outlook into your experience. And if you don't know what that is, use the rising sign calculator included below to help. That's it for this week. Next week's show is obviously going to detail about the new season switch The sun moves into the imaginative, compassionate, and intuitive sign of Pisces, but midweek takes this sensitivity too far with an opposition that crops up and boils over in a frustrating way. Make sure to like and follow the show so that you don't miss out. Until next week, bye!